Well, the head of Australia's peak science body says the integrity of environmental science is under attack from political ideology. Some LNP politicians and leading farm lobby groups are among those calling for a science watchdog to vet the quality of research, particularly papers on the Great Barrier Reef. And this afternoon in the Senate, research about the impact of farming on water quality has been referred to a Senate committee for more scrutiny. Isabel Rowe reports.
Ahead of proposed new regulation to limit farm runoff in North Queensland, senators have voted to have Great Barrier Reef science checked again. The motion, proposed by two LNP senators, will see an inquiry set up to examine the veracity of science around reef water quality. Greens Senator Larissa Waters.
The government's been at war with climate science for many, many years, and now it's at war with water science.
There is nothing to fear from an inquiry, an open inquiry, because the objective decider in science is always empirical data.
And that's Senator Malcolm Roberts from One Nation. Watching it all unfold from the public gallery, the President of Science and Technology Australia, Professor Emma Johnston, AO.
We're seeing increasing criticisms of the scientific method that appear to be undermining or aimed at undermining particular scientific findings.
Representing 70,000 Australian scientists, Professor Johnston flew to Canberra today to meet with politicians, fearing the integrity of her industry is under threat. Today's Senate vote follows a National Party Council meeting where members called for a science watchdog, a body that would check the veracity of research papers used to influence policy. Professor Johnston says that sort of oversight already exists.
There is another organisation on top, the Australian Research Integrity Committee, that actually makes sure that all of the procedural processes, it's all been absolutely accurate and rigorous. So we already have a tiered set of processes.
She's been given no details about who would conduct the extra level of scrutiny and worries it's politically motivated.
That's probably what's most frightening. Scientists themselves are not scared of transparency or a rigorous review. That is the backbone of what we do and our processes and procedures. What we are scared of is people who might want to cherry pick the data, people might want to interfere politically with these processes.
Those behind the push to further review environmental science say it's not political.
A number, not one, a number of eminent scientists who are saying, well, actually, peer-reviewed work is over 50% wrong, history tells us.
Mike Geeran is the CEO of Queensland farming lobby Agforce. He's adamant new laws to limit farm runoff will cripple his industry, and the laws don't take into account all science.
A very short form review by someone who's qualified to do that would be enormously helpful given the implications of this proposed legislation in its current form.
The science body would argue that there is already that review, as well as peer reviewing. There is, if there's any issues, a national integrity body already in place. Why is that not good enough in this situation?
That's a really good question, and we don't actually know the answer to that because, again, we're not scientists, nor are we intimately familiar with the workings of the scientific community. All we're seeing and hearing is enough from eminent scientists to cause a pause for thought.
Professor Emma Johnston says the overwhelming majority of science has found farm runoff is a problem for reef water quality.
There is no denying the evidence base for that.
Science and Technology Australia is seeking meetings with key nationals figures such as George Christensen to discuss their concerns.
Isabel Rowe with that report.